It's great to see all of you. There we go. It's great to see all of you here.
Me agradece verlos todos aquí hoy.
I'd like to see it this full every Sunday.
Gusta verlos todos aquí todos los domingos.
But we need more hot dogs and hamburgers for that to happen, I'm afraid.
Necesitamos más perros calientes y hamburguesas para eso.
If you've not heard from Team Challenge before,
si no has escuchado de Team Challenge antes,
I think you're in for a real blessing today.
Es una gran bendición hoy.
A ministry that's been around for decades.
Un ministerio que ha estado aquí por muchas décadas.
That reaches people in a powerful way for Jesus.
Que alcanza a gente en maneras poderosas para Jesucristo.
And so I want to invite Pastor Brian to come, and then they're going to be sharing songs.
Invito al Pastor Brian que pase y van a compartir unas canciones.
Testimonies.
Testimonios.
And God's word.
Y la palabra de Dios.
Welcome, Pastor Brian.
Bienvenido, Pastor Brian.
Well, good morning.
Buenos días.
It is a thrill to be here.
Me agradece estar aquí.
What a spirit of joy and celebration that's in this place today.
Espíritu de alegría.
I bring you greetings from Teen Challenge Chicago.
Son bienvenidos por el Team Challenge de Chicago.
We are a long-term residential addiction treatment facility.
Okay.
For a long-term.
Somos un ministerio de largo plazo de adicción.
Residential addiction
de
treatment.
Residencia de adicción, de tratamiento de adicciones.
What that means is this.
Lo que significa es.
We have, we're a men's center, 18 and over.
Somos un centro de hombres de 18 más.
And we currently have 25 men in our program.
Tenemos 25 hombres en nuestro programa.
Who are tired of living a life.
Que están cansados de vivir una vida.
That was enslaved to addiction.
Que estaban esclavos a la adicción.
That was tired of hurting people that they deeply love.
Cansados de dañar a las personas que aman.
And they come to us to find help and hope.
Vienen a nosotros para buscar ayuda y esperanza.
And what they discover is that the solution to their problem.
Y lo que descubren es que la solución de su problema.
Is not Teen Challenge.
No es Team Challenge.
But we introduce them to the one who is the solution to their problem.
Pero los introducimos al que sí es la solución de todos los problemas.
And that is Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
Amen. Amen. In our culture at this time, there's so much division.
En nuestra cultura, en nuestro tiempo, hay mucha división.
There are people angry at other people.
Hay gente enojada a otras personas.
There are people that are, we tend to focus on things that are different between people.
Nos enfocamos en las diferencias de las personas.
Instead of the human things that unite us.
En vez de las partes humanas que nos une.
And I want to talk this morning about a great uniter.
Quiero hablarles esta mañana de un unidor.
Because the drug epidemic is a great uniter. It's a unifier.
Porque la epidemia de drogas es un unidor.
Drug addiction does not care about your nationality.
La adicción a las drogas no les importa su nacionalidad.
It doesn't care about your gender.
Su género.
It doesn't care about how much money you have.
Cuánto dinero tienen.
Doesn't care how educated you are.
Qué tan educados son.
It doesn't care if you were raised in a home that believed in Jesus.
No le importa si nacieron en una casa que creía en Jesucristo.
Or if you have no faith background whatsoever.
O si no creen en nada.
It is sweeping this country and grabbing everyone in its grasp.
Está destruyendo este país y los está agarrando a todos.
The year of 2015.
El año 2015.
Saw a record number of people who died because of a drug overdose.
Era llegó al récord de personas que murieron sobre la adicción a las drogas.
It was over 52,000 people.
52,000 personas.
Far more than the people who had ever died in any one year before.
Es más de lo que han muerto personas en un año anterior.
And that record lasted for 1 year.
Y ese récord era por un año.
Because in 2016,
porque en el 2016,
over 65,000 people in the United States,
porque 55,000 personas en los Estados Unidos,
died because of a drug overdose.
Murieron porque la sobredosis de drogas.
In that year, around the world,
en ese año, en todo el mundo,
it over 200,000 people died directly from drugs.
200,000 personas murieron directamente por las drogas.
This doesn't include people who their heart or other parts of their bodies just give out because of the effects of drugs.
Esto no cuenta personas que partes de su cuerpo ya no funcionan por las drogas.
This does not include those who ended their own life through other means.
Esto no cuenta las personas que se quitaron la vida de otras maneras.
Because they were hopeless because of their addiction.
Porque no tenían esperanza por su adicción.
But directly from the effects of drugs, over 200,000 people died.
Pero directamente por las adicciones de las drogas, 200,000 personas murieron.
If I told you that this year, everybody that lives in Aurora is going to die.
Si les digo hoy, todas las personas en Aurora van a morir.
You would be very interested in that fact.
Estuvieran muy interesados en ese tema.
If you know somebody or love someone who lives in Aurora,
si conocen a alguien o aman a alguien que vive en Aurora,
you would call them and say, get out of town.
Les dijeran, les llamarían, sálganse de ahí.
You would jump in your car and drive to their house.
Brincarían al carro y manejaran a la casa de ellos.
You would say, let me help you pack your things.
Déjame ayudarte a empacar.
You would do whatever you could to help that person live.
Harían lo que fuera para ver a esa persona vivir.
That's the sense of urgency that we live with in our center.
Ese es el sentido de urgencia que, con lo que vivimos en nuestro centro.
Because people are dying because of a result of drug addiction.
Porque gente está muriendo por el resultado de adicciones a las drogas.
Just earlier this year, the headline in the New York Times,
solo este año en el papel de los New York Times,
stated the fact that now, for people living in America,
anunció que ahora la gente viviendo en Estados Unidos,
who are 50 years old and younger,
que tienen 50 años o menos,
if you are 50 and younger, raise your hand.
Si tienen 50 años o menos, levanten la mano.
And keep it up.
Mantengan arriba.
I can no longer raise my hand.
Ya no puedo levantar mi mano.
The number one killer of people in the United States, 50 years old and younger.
El número uno de que mata a la gente en los Estados Unidos de 50 años o menos
is now a drug overdose.
Es sobredosis de drogas.
In the city of Chicago, you can put your hands down.
Ya pueden bajar las manos.
In the city of Chicago,
en la ciudad de Chicago,
you're twice as likely to die from a heroin overdose.
Tiene la probabilidad de 20 o más morir de heroína
than from a car accident.
De que un accidente de carro.
We all know of the violence that is a plague in the city of Chicago.
Todos conocemos esa violencia que es una plaga en la ciudad de Chicago.
Last year, over 1,500 people died from a drug overdose.
El año pasado, como más de 15,000 personas murieron sobre sobredosis.
Compared to about 950 that died from gunshot.
Comparado a las 950 personas que murieron sobre tiroteos.
Let me give you one more picture, and then I will introduce our choir.
Les voy a dar una imagen más, y después les voy a enseñar el coro.
My wife is not here today.
Mi esposa no está aquí hoy.
It's too bad because she's so much better than I am.
Es una pérdida porque es mejor que yo.
She's in Washington, D.C., visiting our daughter and son-in-law.
Está en Washington, D.C., visitando a nuestra hija y a su esposo.
She's mostly visiting our grandson.
Más visitando el nieto.
In that city of incredible monuments and great memorials,
en esa ciudad llenos de monumentos y memorials muy grandes,
one of those that I have personally found the most moving,
uno que he encontrado que me toca,
is when I go to the Vietnam Wall.
Cuando voy a la pared de Vietnam.
The Vietnam Memorial. Have you seen that?
El memorial de Vietnam. ¿Lo han visto?
This long black granite wall.
Una pared larga y negra.
And in it are etched the names of people who gave their life in that war.
Ahí están los nombres de las personas que dieron su vida en esa guerra.
58,209 people.
58,229 personas.
It's massive and it's so moving.
Es masivo y es algo que me conmueve.
As you see the sacrifice,
que vemos el sacrificio,
and the cost of such a conflict.
Y el precio por un conflicto.
Of all the names on that wall,
de todos los nombres en esa pared,
there's one that means the most to me.
Hay uno que significa más para mí.
His name is Arthur Murray Wood.
Se llama Arthur Murray Wood.
He was a young man.
Era un hombre joven.
My dad's first cousin.
El primer primo de mi papá.
They were the same age and grew up together.
Misma edad, nacieron juntos.
My cousin's dad was a pastor.
Era un pastor.
And he was planning to become a pastor as well.
El papá de él era pastor y él quería ser pastor también.
He was drafted and sent to Vietnam.
Fue escogido y lo mandaron a Vietnam.
And he never returned.
Nunca regresó.
When I look at that entire wall, that's the name that moves me.
Cuando veo toda esa pared, ese es el nombre que me conmueve.
I want you to understand I in no way equate the sacrifice of a veteran with the cost of the drug epidemic.
En no tal manera estoy comparando el sacrificio de un veterano al costo de las drogas.
There's 58,209 names on the Vietnam wall.
58,229 personas en esa pared.
And last year alone, over 65,000 Americans died as a result of drug overdose.
Y el año pasado 65,000 personas en los Estados Unidos han muerto por las drogas.
And that's a staggering number.
Ese es un número alto.
But when it becomes really powerful,
pero se convierte poderoso,
is when you lost your Arthur Murray Wood in that war.
Es cuando pierdes a tu Arthur Murray Wood.
Because every one of those 65,000 people,
porque cada una de esas personas, 55,000,
they were someone's son.
Era el hijo de alguien.
They were someone's daughter.
La hija de alguien.
They were someone's father.
El padre de alguien.
They were someone's cousin.
El primo de alguien.
They were someone's friend.
El amigo de alguien.
They were loved by someone.
Eran amados por alguien.
Teen Challenge exists to fight that war.
Teen Challenge existe para pelear contra esa batalla.
To provide hope.
Traer esperanza.
And an environment of healing. And to give people an opportunity to have Jesus change their life.
Y darles a las personas una oportunidad que Jesucristo les cambie la vida.
Thank you for your help as we wage that war.
Gracias por su ayuda mientras batallamos esta pelea.
Our students come to us and they are with us for at least 13 months.
Nuestros estudiantes vienen con nosotros y están con nosotros por 13 meses.
They live in our program, in our building.
Ellos viven en nuestro edificio.
They encourage each other.
Ellos se ayudan entre ellos.
They walk their journey toward freedom and recovery.
Ellos caminan el camino a la libertad.
And this church has helped that happen for a number of years.
Y esta iglesia ha ayudado por muchos años.
I want to say thank you for your belief in Teen Challenge.
Les quiero decir gracias por creer en Teen Challenge.
For your support of our ministry.
Por la ayuda en el ministerio.
Last year when we were here for your picnic,
el año pasado que estuvimos aquí para su picnic,
we talked about the changes that had occurred in our program, and we pointed to October when we would graduate our first students.
Hablamos y terminamos hablando del primer estudiante que se graduó en octubre.
We have had a graduation ceremony every month except for two since October.
Tuvimos una ceremonia de graduación casi cada mes después de octubre.
We've graduated 15 men from our program since we were with you last.
Se han graduado 15 personas de la última vez que venimos.
I think we're on pace this year to probably graduate about 23 or 24 men during 2018. Maybe a couple of you are in that number. Are you graduating this calendar year? At least that's your plan? Yeah. Yeah. And that happens because churches like you, people like you,
y esto pasa por iglesias como ustedes, gente como ustedes,
help us do what we could not otherwise do.
Que nos ayudan en maneras que no, otra vez no hubiéramos podido.
It was mentioned that we have a table in the lobby today.
Se mencionó que hay una mesa allá atrás.
And we have a couple of items there that we sell. The proceeds help us, help support our ministry.
Tenemos algunas cosas que nos ayuda a nuestro ministerio.
We have God's favorite addiction, coffee.
Tenemos la mejor adicción de Dios, el café.
We work with a wonderful artisan coffee roaster.
Trabajamos con un lugar de café.
Has been roasting coffee for 15 years.
Ha estado en el business por 15 años.
And he roasts the beans. It's a wonderful premium coffee.
Es un café muy bueno.
And we package it and label it. It's called Cortland Coffee Company.
Lo empacamos y lo sellamos. Se llama Cortland Coffee Company.
And this is available for sale. $15 for a pound of coffee.
Está a la venta por $15 por una libra.
And it's a wonderful product. I have a couple of different flavors out there for you.
Es un gran producto y hay muchos diferentes sabores.
We also have t-shirts.
También tenemos algunas camisas.
That are $20 for a t-shirt.
$20 por camisa.
We have three styles there.
Tenemos tres estilos.
And we have people at the table that would help you.
Y hay personas allá atrás que les van a ayudar.
Now, Pastor Paul, I believe last year I gave you one of these t-shirts. You wear it? Oh, good, 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 good. So I thought today, where's our other pastor? Ah, sir, my friend, come here. Here you go.
El año pasado le di una al Pastor Paul. Este año le voy a dar una al Pastor Alma.
There you are. You're welcome. Enjoy that. And at our table, you can sign up to receive our email newsletter that comes out every month.
Y atrás en la mesa se pueden escribir en el correo para recibir anuncios todos los meses.
During the month of August, those emails are going out more frequently.
En el mes de agosto, esos correos van a seguir saliendo más frecuentemente.
As we highlight the overdose epidemic.
Cuando hablemos más de la, el sobreconsumimiento de las drogas.
And we point to August 31st.
Y apuntamos a agosto 31.
Which is International Overdose Awareness Day.
Que es el día internacional de las sobredosis, las drogas, tener eso en aviso.
And we'll be inviting people to give to help us continue our work.
Y estaremos invitando a gente que nos ayude a trabajar en ese día.
Well, I'm going to invite at this time my friend David.
Voy a invitar a mi amigo David
to come and share with us his story. As he does, the rest of our students are coming and getting ready for us to sing for you this morning.
Va a compartir su historia.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Buenos días, hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
My name is David Avasaro. I was born in Chicago.
Mi nombre es David y nací en Chicago.
And my problem started when I was in 7th and 8th grade.
Mi problema empezó cuando estaba en séptimo y octavo grado.
I was bullied by three boys in my classroom.
Unos niños en la escuela me maltrataban.
And they would threaten me every day, tell me that if I told the teacher, they were going to beat me up.
Y me amenazaban que si le decía a la maestra, me iban a pegar.
And I was afraid.
Tenía miedo.
So I didn't tell the teacher.
Nunca le dije a la maestra.
I didn't have a father in my life, so I couldn't go home and tell him.
Nunca tuve un padre en mi vida, así que no pude ir a mi casa y decirle.
And my mother had issues in her life that I couldn't even tell her.
Y mi madre tenía muchos problemas, no podía ir con ella.
So I had a lot of fear set in at that young age.
Tenía mucho miedo.
And when I went to high school 2 years later,
Y cuando fui a la high school,
I met some friends.
Conocí a algunos amigos.
And they were in a gang.
Y estaban en una pandilla.
And they accepted me for who I was.
Me aceptaron por quien era.
And I, those friends became my best friends.
Esos amigos se convirtieron en mis mejores amigos.
And I started smoking marijuana.
Empecé a fumar marihuana.
Drinking alcohol.
Tomar alcohol.
And I didn't know what the gang lifestyle was. I thought it was just, you know, guys hanging out doing dumb things.
Yo no sabía nada de las pandillas. Pensé que eran chavos haciendo tonterías.
But when I was 16, my best friend got shot and killed, and he died in my arms.
Pero a los 16 años, mi amigo fue matado y murió en mis manos.
And that lifestyle of fear grew.
Y eso creció, ese miedo.
But that's all I knew, so I grew with it.
Y eso era lo único que sabía, así que seguí creciendo en eso.
I did a lot of bad things and hurt a lot of people because I was living out of fear.
Hice muchas cosas, maltraté muchas personas por el miedo.
And at 18, I went to jail and I went to prison for 3 years.
Y a los 18 años fui a la cárcel por 3 años.
And in jail, when I first got locked up, my mom brought me a Bible and told me I needed to read this.
Y mi mamá me fue a visitar y me dio una Biblia.
I read the Bible and prayed.
La leí, oré.
But I didn't establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Pero no empecé una relación personal con Jesucristo.
So when I left prison, I started doing my own thing. I walked away from the Lord.
Cuando salí de la cárcel, seguí haciendo las mismas cosas.
6 years later, I started dealing drugs and I got addicted to crack cocaine.
6 años después, empecé a hacer drogas y me convertí adicto a la cocaína.
And that took me on a 30-year run addicted.
Y eso me llevó a 30 años de adicción.
But thanks be to Jesus Christ.
Pero gracias a Jesucristo.
Because in 2003, he re-entered my life.
Porque al 2003 entró a mi vida.
A friend of mine invited me to a church.
Me invitaron a una iglesia.
And I was broken.
Y estaba roto.
And I got saved that night.
Y fui salvado esa noche.
I got baptized the next year.
Fui bautizado el año siguiente.
But I learned, just like could be in this congregation, that if you don't surrender all of your life,
porque aprendí también esta congregación que si no te sobremetes,
then there's issues that could keep acting out in your life, keep flowing through.
Sino hay problemas que pueden volver a saltar.
And that's what my addiction was, my place where I went to escape.
Mi adicción era algo que estaba escapando.
And I didn't want to trust God with that. I wanted to hold on to that for in case God didn't work out the way I wanted him to work in my life.
Pero no quería confiar en Dios porque yo quería que Dios trabajara como yo quería.
I seen how God was working in different areas of my life.
Pero viendo como Dios estuvo trabajando en diferentes partes de mi vida.
And last year, I was broken to the point where I was ready to surrender all to Jesus Christ.
El año pasado estuve tan roto que me puse en los pies de Dios.
By the grace of God,
por la gracia de Dios,
his love for me,
el amor que me tiene,
I called Team Challenge.
Llamé a Team Challenge.
And I was ready to do whatever it took for me to surrender.
Ya estaba listo para hacer lo que sea para someterme.
Like Pastor said, Team Challenge is not the solution.
Como el pastor dijo, Team Challenge no es la solución.
But God is.
Dios es.
And the program at Team Challenge.
El programa en Team Challenge.
Helped me to see the areas in my life, like the fear and the unforgiveness that I had to them boys, to my father, and mainly to myself.
Y Team Challenge me ayudó a ver diferentes partes que no le había perdonado a muchas personas.
And I was able to face those. I was able to forgive all the people that hurt me. But most of all, I was able to forgive David.
Pude enfrentar y perdonar a muchas personas, pero finalmente pude perdonar a David.
God is real. He is great. And he loves us. He showed that to me.
Y me lo ha enseñado a mí.
Because my life was so hard. My heart was so selfish.
Mi vida era tan dura y mi corazón no era tan bueno.
But the way he broke it was by loving me.
Y lo rompió amándome.
Because all I ever heard when I was little was God was going to punish me.
Porque lo escuchaba cuando era pequeño era que Dios me iba a castigar.
But all he did was love me.
Pero él solo me amó.
I'd like to leave you with my life verse.
Les quiero dejar con mi verso de mi vida.
It's Galatians 2:20.
Galatians
2:20. Sí, 2:20. Sí. It says, "For I have been crucified with Christ Jesus. It's no longer I who lives, but it's Christ Jesus who lives in me. For the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and died for me." Thank you.
Amen.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. You feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
This is my friend Matt. I want Matt to take a couple minutes and share what God is doing in his life with you today.
Thank you, Pastor.
Este es mi amigo Matt. Quiero que comparta algunas cosas que Dios ha hecho con él.
God is faithful. Amen. My story starts when I was about 11 years old.
Mi historia empieza cuando yo tenía como unos 11 años.
I was raised in a good home.
Yo crecí en una casa buena.
I was provided for, cared for,
se me fue proveído, me cuidaron,
and loved.
Y fui amado.
My father was a tough man.
Mi padre era un hombre muy fuerte.
And for me, it was hard for me to be able to express feelings or emotions as a young man.
Era difícil para mí expresar mis emociones con él.
Stuffing all these emotions down at 11 years old,
manteniendo todas estas emociones en mí,
I began to not know how to express myself and basically started inflicting pain and cutting myself.
No sabía cómo expresar mis emociones, así que empecé a cortarme.
This went on for about 4 years until I progressed to drinking and smoking marijuana.
Esto siguió por 4 años hasta que seguí a tomar y a fumar marihuana.
For about the next 15 years, things just progressed worse and worse.
Por los siguientes 15 años, todo progresó.
When I was about 30 years old, I was introduced to heroin for the first time.
Cuando tenía 30 años, fui introducido a la heroína.
And the next 10 years of my life just spiraled out of control.
Y los últimos 10 años de mi vida, todo cambió.
I was in and out of treatment facilities.
Estaba saliendo, entrando a lugares de ayuda.
Multiple prison sentences.
Muchas cárceles.
And I was homeless on the worst parts of the streets in Chicago.
Y no tenía una casa y vivía en las peores partes de Chicago.
At about several years ago, maybe 3 years ago or so.
Como casi unos 3 años.
I recommitted myself to the Lord.
Empecé a ver a Dios otra vez.
And he answered a prayer that I had been praying for over 2 years.
Y respondió a una oración que le estuve orando por 2 años.
He had blessed me with a God-fearing, beautiful, amazing wife.
Me bendició con una esposa maravillosa, hermosa.
But my... yes. Thank you, Lord. But I still had that problem of not knowing how to express myself.
Pero todavía tenía ese problema de cómo expresarme.
And after 11 short months,
y después de 11 meses,
she had left twice, the second time being for good.
Se había ido ya 2 veces, pero la segunda vez ya se había ido completamente.
She had put $2,000 down with a divorce lawyer.
Se había puesto $2,000 con un abogado de divorcio.
And told me if I decided to get help and go into Teen Challenge for me not to plan on her visiting me at all.
Me dijo que si yo no entraba a Teen Challenge o nada, no me iba a visitar completamente.
4 months later, after some more time struggling out there,
4 meses después de estar batallando,
I entered Teen Challenge.
Entré a Teen Challenge.
And the Lord began softening my heart.
Y el Señor empezó a trabajar mi corazón.
He began to show me ways to express myself, express my feelings, and transform me into a better man.
Empezó a enseñarme cómo expresar mis emociones y cómo ser un mejor hombre.
It says in the Word, it says in Ezekiel 36:26.
Ezequiel
36:26. It says, I will give you a new heart and put in you a new spirit.
Te voy a dar un nuevo corazón y un nuevo espíritu.
I will take out your stony, stubborn heart.
Te voy a sacar tu corazón de piedra.
And give you a tender, responsive one.
Y te voy a dar uno más tierno.
He has begun to do this as I'm learning. I am much more emotional now. I find myself even at times crying at like Hallmark movies that are on.
Ha empezado a trabajar en mí, ha tocado mi corazón.
Which my wife actually, for some weird way, finds quite attractive.
Mi esposa le encuentra atractivo.
And the reason I know that she does is because she's here by my side today.
Lo sé porque está aquí conmigo.
So I thank the Lord ultimately for working in me, transforming me.
Le doy las gracias a Dios por cambiarme, transformarme.
And ultimately being faithful.
Y también por tener fe en él.
The verse I want to leave you with is Philippians 1:6.
Filipenses 1:26.
Which says, "For I am confident of this very thing."
Sorry.
That's okay. "For I am confident of this very thing."
Porque tengo confianza en esta cosa.
"That he who began a good work in me."
El quien empezó la buena obra
will complete it until the day he returns.
La terminará hasta el
Thank you.
Anthony, here we are, right here. I've asked one last student to share his story with you. This is my friend Anthony.
El último estudiante que va a compartir la historia de él, Anthony.
I'm not looking at any of y'all because I'm scared. I guess I started when I was like 2.5.
Yo creo que empezó cuando tenía dos años y medio.
My dad died of cirrhosis of the liver when he was 29 years old.
Mi padre murió a los 29 años.
His dad, my grandpa, was 26.
El abuelo tenía 26.
So I could say it ran in my family.
Así que era algo que seguía en la familia.
I was physically and mentally abused till I was about 14.
Era físicamente y mentalmente abusado.
Until I started doing drugs and alcohol.
Hasta que empecé a hacer drogas y alcohol y drogas.
Till about 3 years ago, I got saved.
Hace 3 años fui salvado.
I'm a very slow learner, so it didn't kick in right away.
Soy una persona que aprende muy despacio.
I did end up going to well, let me back up a little.
Déjenme atrasarme un poquito.
I quit drinking for 6 hours.
Paré de tomar por 6 horas.
And I had grand mal seizures and spent 6 days in intensive care because my body couldn't handle me being away from alcohol for that long.
Tuve muchos problemas en el cuerpo porque mi cuerpo ya estaba tan acostumbrado al alcohol. Terminé en el hospital.
I went to Teen Challenge.
Teen Challenge.
I got sober for almost 2 years.
No tomé por casi 2 años.
But the devil wasn't done with me.
Pero el diablo no estaba terminado.
And I relapsed about 10 months ago.
Y regresé hace 10 meses.
I since have gone back to Teen Challenge.
He regresado a Teen Challenge.
Doing restoration there now.
A restaurarme.
And graduate on August 24th.
Y me graduó el agosto 24.
As we all know, God is great.
Como sabemos, Dios es grande.
Like he used Noah, that was the alcoholic.
Como usó a Noah, el alcohólico.
Jacob, that's the liar.
Jacobo, el mentiroso.
He's using me also.
Me está usando a mí también.
He's going to turn my weakness into a strength.
Todas mis cosas malas va a convertir en bueno.
6 days after I graduate, I have signed up to go to college and be a certified alcohol and drug counselor.
Después de que me gradué, voy a la... 6 días que me gradué, me voy a inscribir a la universidad.
My verse I leave with you will be, when I was a child. I spoke as a child.
Cuando era pequeño.
I thought as a child.
Pensaba como joven.
And I acted as a child.
Y actué como joven.
When I became a man, I put childish things away.
Cuando me convertí en hombre, dejé todo eso atrás.
I ask Anthony to go last today. I ask Anthony to go last because I think he represents the changes in our program well.
Él enseña el programa muy bien.
No problem. When Anthony was in our program earlier, though it wasn't long ago.
Cuando Anthony entró.
He graduated March, I think, after I had he graduated March of last year.
Marzo del año pasado.
But we didn't have the program that would really give him the tools that he needed.
Pero no teníamos el programa que le daba las herramientas que él necesitaba.
The only people who did the full program in Chicago.
Las únicas personas que hicieron todo el programa completo en Chicago.
Were people who probation said you cannot leave the state.
Era personas que estaban en probación que el estado les decía no pueden salir.
It's for people like Anthony that we have invested in the program and the people to help us give these guys what they need for the full program.
Es personas como Anthony que este programa existe. En personas como él es que invertimos para que puedan continuar en este programa.
Addiction is hard.
Las adicciones son difíciles.
Overcoming addiction is harder.
Salir de las adicciones es difícil.
But as our men continue to put their trust in Jesus,
pero mientras nuestros hombres ponen su confianza en Jesucristo,
as they continue to apply the things they've learned and experienced in our program,
y continúan compartiendo lo que aprenden en nuestro programa,
they live a life of victory.
Viven una vida en victoria.
Amen. And God redeems their past.
Y Dios desecha lo el pasado.
And uses them to help other people.
Y los usa para que puedan ayudar a otras personas.
I want to read one passage of scripture, make a couple of comments
quiero
to you
vivir,
this morning.
Quiero leer un pasaje de la Biblia y hacer algunos comentarios.
Isaiah 58.
Isaías 58.
And I'm going to read the first five verses.
Voy a leer los primeros cinco versos.
It says, shout it loud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people the rebellion and the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you've not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fast ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? It is only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord?
Okay, vamos a leer Isaías 58, versos del 1 al 5. Clama a voz en cuello, no te detengas. Alza tu voz como trompeta y anuncia a mi pueblo su rebelión. Y a la casa de Jacobo su pecado, que me buscan cada día, y si quieren saber mis caminos, como gente que hubiese hecho justicia y que no hubiese dejado la ley de su Dios, me piden justos juicios y quieren acercarse a Dios. ¿Por qué dicen, ayunamos y no hiciste caso? Humillamos nuestras almas y no te diste por entendido. He aquí que en el día de vuestro ayuno buscáis a vuestro propio justo y oprimís a todos a vuestros trabajadores. He aquí que para contiendas y debates ayunáis, y para herir con el puño inicuamente no ayunáis como hoy, para que vuestra voz sea oída en todo el día. Es tal el ayuno que yo escogí, que el día aflija el hombre su alma, que incline su cabeza como junco y haga cama el cilicio y de ceniza. Llamaréis esto ayuno y día agradable a Jehová.
This is a chapter about a nation of people who were trying to turn their life back to God.
Este habla de gente que quiere cambiar toda su vida a Dios.
They didn't like what was happening in their nation.
No les gustaba lo que estaba pasando en su nación.
They didn't like the difficulties they were having.
No les gustaba las dificultades en que estaban.
And they wanted God to change their situation.
Y querían que Dios cambiara su situación.
But as Isaiah describes their fasting and their religious ritual.
Y como Isaías describe su ayuno y su manera de compartir religión,
he says it's not working for you because it hasn't penetrated your heart.
No está funcionando porque no está penetrando tu corazón.
It is great to be here today.
Es grande estar aquí hoy.
To be in God's house.
Estar en la casa de Dios.
And we need to be in God's house.
Tenemos que estar en la casa de Dios.
And we need to sing songs of praise and celebration.
Y tenemos que alabar a Dios.
And we need to read God's word.
Y tenemos que leer la palabra de Dios.
And we need to pray.
Y tenemos que orar.
And we need to say amen when I talk.
Y tenemos que decir amén cuando yo hable.
But unless it penetrates our hearts, nothing will change in our life.
Pero si no penetra nuestro corazón, nada va a cambiar en nuestras vidas.
Here's what was missing from the people that Isaiah was speaking with.
Esto es lo que faltaba a la gente que Isaías le estaba hablando.
In verses 8 through 12, verse 7, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Listen to this. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression and the pointing finger and malicious talk, and spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness. Your light will become like noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in the sun-scorched land and strengthen your frame. You will be like well-watered garden, like a spring of waters that never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will rise up to the old age foundation, and you will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets of wood dwellings.
Hallelujah. Okay, y la respuesta la encontramos en el verso 7 al 12, todavía es en Isaías 58. No es que compartas tu pan con el hambriento y a los pobres arrentes alberguen en casa, que cuando veas el desnudo lo cubras y no te escondas de tu hermano. Entonces nacerá tu luz como el alba, y tu salvación se dejará ver pronto, y irá tu justicia delante de ti, y a la gloria de Jehová será tu retaguardia. Entonces invocarás y te oirás, y oirás a Jehová, clamarás y dirá él: "Heme aquí." Si cualquieres de en medio de ti el yugo, el dedo amenazador, y el hablar vanidad. Y si dieres tu pan al hambriento y sacares al alma afligida, en las tinieblas nacerá tu luz y tu oscuridad será como el mediodía. Jehová te pastoreará siempre y en las sequías sacará tu alma y dará vigor a tus huesos y serás como a huerto de riego y como manantial de aguas cuyas aguas nunca faltan. Y los tuyos edificarán las ruinas antiguas, los cimientos de generación y generación levantarás, y serás llamado reparador de portillos, restaurador de calzadas para habitar.
Something amazing happens in our hearts when we take the need of the broken and hungry and hurting and make it our own.
Algo grandioso pasa en nuestro corazón cuando tomamos esas personas que necesitan nuestra ayuda y los ayudamos.
When we give ourselves so that others can find freedom and hope and healing.
Cuando nos damos nosotros mismos para que otras personas se puedan mejorar.
God shows up in your life in a very real way.
Dios se aparece en tu vida en una manera real.
I don't think there is an oppression in this world as great as drug and alcohol addiction.
No pienso que en este mundo hay una opresión tan grande como las adicciones a las drogas.
It enslaves everything in a person's life.
Esclava a todas las personas en toda su manera de vivir.
I'm here today on behalf of people who have been oppressed and are finding freedom.
Estoy aquí de parte de personas que están oprimidas y están buscando una manera de vivir.
To say thank you for investing in our work.
Para decir gracias por invertir en nuestro trabajo.
And to encourage you not only to invest in what we do,
Y no solo para invertir en lo que hacemos nosotros,
but to look around you to the people that God is bringing into your life.
Y ver alrededor a todas las personas que Dios está poniendo en tu vida.
And help them find freedom in Jesus' name.
Y ayudarles a buscar la esperanza en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
How about a big round of applause for the whole Teen Challenge group? Just a fantastic morning. Just a couple of things I want to say.
Una mañana fantástica. Algunas cosas que quiero anunciar.
David, Anthony, and who is in the middle?
David, Anthony,
Matt.
Y Matt.
Fantastic. Thank Fantastico. You so much for sharing your hearts.
Gracias por compartir.
But Matt, I have to say this.
Pero Matt, te tengo que decir algo.
You can ask my wife. I cry much more than she does.
Le puedes preguntar a mi esposa. Yo lloro más que ella.
But you got to cut it off at Hallmark. There's an app for that. We'll get it for you. I also want to thank this young man here. Jovi's not only a great translator, he's a good man. I want you to interpret this.
Jovi no solo es una gran persona, un gran intérprete, pero es una gran persona.
He's handsome.
Muy hermoso.
I'll stop. We do have one bittersweet note, and we're going to do a final song that I think will blow the roof off on, but this is Mike and Susan's last official Sunday with us. We'll see them again. They just live in Indiana. It's not like Arkansas or Texas or something, but let me just say it's been a joy to partner with them. When we planted Generations, they were really the folks that were first behind us. And they are dear friends. I will miss having, I thought Mike doing announcements with Jovi today, man. I mean, that was classic. I'm not pausing for you to translate.
Okay.
But you can just say that this is their final Sunday and that we're about to pray for them.
Okay. Este es el último domingo de Mike y su esposa. Vamos a orar por ellos.
So I'd like to invite Mike and Susan to come. If Heidi can come up, I know she'd like to be here. If you know and love Mike and Susan, I'd like you to come and lay hands on them. I'm going to come down there. So why don't you just stay down on the main floor? It'll be a little bit easier. Just give a little space behind you. Let's gather around this couple. Let's pray for them, and then we're going to sing a final song. You may not be up front, but if you're out there, if you want, you can extend a hand, and we're going to pray for Mike and Susan. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this precious couple. They know you, and they love you, and they want to please you. We thank you for the time, for the years that they have invested in this church. Father, for some of the change that they've helped to bring about. Father, I believe we're a better church because this couple has been a part of us. Father, we pray now that you go before them, that you make a way for them. Lord, you know all the days of their lives. And Lord, you have great things in store for them. Father, we pray your blessing upon their children, their grandchildren. Bless them in every way. Hold them close to your heart. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. 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 Love you, buddy. I want to invite you to stand. We have one final song.